The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Hey, a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, that you can find any and all of our long-form business broadcasts on Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, and I just learned today, you can also find us on TuneIn. So all you have to do is go to any one of those places and find us. Of course, we're on Facebook, and you can find us, of course, on Twitter. It's at IOB_NewsHour. With us is John Shellness. John and I have met and talked to each other many times over the past several months, anyway. And he has a new startup called My Property ID Registry. And this is going to be interesting. We're going to find out why he's done this, how this all came about. And then we're going to talk a little bit about what it is and how it all works. John, welcome to the Business News Hour. Always great to have a new startup in with us.
Well, thank you very much, Michael. It's my pleasure to be here.
So how long have you been doing this?
Well, I actually came up with the idea at the end of last year. I hired it done at the beginning of the year, and 2 months later, we went live. It's not a terribly complicated thing.
No, it's not, is it? It's as a matter of fact, it's relatively simple.
It's relatively simple, but nobody ever migrated it to the web.
And what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is, well, it's not stickers, but it is stickers. This is, why do this? First of all, why do this?
Well, back in 1963 in Monterey Park, California, a new technology was developed called the etching tool.
Yes,
the
Dremel. I remember those, the Dremel.
And police officers determined that if you Dremeled your driver's license number into your property and put a sticker on your window, this would deter burglaries. And if you Google Operation Identification, you will see that there are hundreds and hundreds of police departments that want you to do this today. And you can for free. But what I did is I migrated this concept to the web and made it simple and online.
So in other words, for example, if I were to take a Dremel or some kind of an etching tool and etch in my phone number, my address, or whatever it happens to be on a thing that I might lose at some point, the police department said, well, this is going to help us identify stuff if we find it.
If they find it, which they often do in their normal procedures during the course of the day, making
stops.
But
what if that stuff that they find is registered to me in Boston and it's found in Kansas City?
Well, so every person gets a unique set of serial numbers. And so if you lose your phone,
That's your business.
That's my business.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the Etch-a-Sketch.
It didn't work that way.
It didn't work that way, did it?
Right. Actually, what they wanted you to do is use your driver's license number and then use the two-letter state system.
So maybe they could figure it out.
Maybe they could figure it out.
Yep. All right. So that was back in 1963. And
right.
What John has done is he has brought this to full circle and attempting to do this utilizing the web. So tell us about your system.
Okay. So if you order my product, you will get a set of 10 asset tags with a unique number. Now, an asset tag is not a sticker. It is an industrial tamper-proof tag.
Got it.
And, you know, most burglars are young and drug addicts and not too bright. So I hope there's no agency that's going to send me a letter. The other thing, of course, is if somebody loses something, a good Samaritan wants to help. And oftentimes a phone is password protected. So now there is a URL and a unique number on every item that you carry with you. And if somebody finds it and goes to the website and enters in that number, you will get an email saying, I've got your phone. I've got your tablet. I've got your laptop.
So this works for computers and televisions and tablets and anything that you...
Passports and wallets.
Yeah. Wallets?
You could put it on a wallet.
Okay. So one of the things, and I saw the video. You sent me the video. You were kind enough to do that. One of the things that I saw about this is a sheet of, what do you call them?
Well, they are armored on the surface, and they use an industrial adhesive on the back.
So these aren't stickers, but they are stickers. But they're not stickers.
Right.
Right, okay. And so the on this is really incredible. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a little video of John doing this. We're going to try to explain it on the air, but we'll also have this video posted up on our Facebook page as well. So, John, go ahead. Tell us, you've got with you a sheet of these ID tags.
Correct. And I've also brought in, I have my phones, and I brought in a drill.
A drill.
And so right now, this was put on a couple of weeks ago, this tag, and I'd like you to try to get it off.
Okay, so we have a drill here, and it's got a tag on it. And you can see that. It's right there. And so this shouldn't be really tough at all. I mean, we've all gone to the grocery store, right? And we've taken the tag off of the lime or the tomato or
Correct.
Whatever it happens to be.
Correct.
So this shouldn't be too tough. So there, yeah. Yeah, I got this.
You can work at it, but it's hard to get off.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So
part of the reason I don't want to make it impossible to get off is because if you damage the product, you can't resell it. So you might want to resell your drill. You don't want to have it etched in with your identifying information. So all we're trying to do is improve the odds of getting something back. We don't want to make it indestructible that you have to destroy your phone in order to get something off.
Okay. So you're going to put one of these on this computer.
Correct.
And so this is what we're going to do it right now and put this ID tag on the computer.
Well, I'm actually going to put a warning label on it.
A warning label.
And this is, for instance, if you're a college student and then you're at the library, a lot of stuff gets stolen. So why not put a warning label and an asset tag on your property?
Got it. Okay. So we've got a little warning label on the
right,
computer.
So it goes on.
Yeah.
And now just pick at it a little bit and you'll see it's kind of
hard
to get off.
So now we know that. Well,
yeah. I mean, you can work at it, but it has to sit there for a while.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now if you're at the library at the university, you're letting people know that this has a tag underneath it, and there's a tag here with a unique number. And again, it is not a guarantee that you'll get your property back, but a good Samaritan can help you.
Uh-huh.
A good Samaritan can help you, and a cop might catch someone red-handed.
So now we have on the back of this is a corresponding – this tag is corresponding to this computer.
Correct.
That is in a database.
Correct.
Online. And so I can try to get that off.
Right.
But that's not going to happen either.
Yeah.
And
you can work at it.
Can I deface it?
Well, it's hard to. If you had a paperclip, you could try to scratch through it. You can't do that.
Why?
Well, it's designed. It's a special. These tags are manufactured by a second generation global leader in asset management and inventory control. This is a whole industry, a multi-million dollar industry, and I found a company that will do this for me. And this is an industry standard.
Interesting. Now, this has long been a process in many companies. They will ID their products or have a sticker on their products of some
correct.
Kind. And,
yeah.
and But that's also for inventory control for themselves.
Well, they do it for a number of reasons. Like anything, there's no just one reason.
Yeah.
So large hospitals, corporations, any large institution will have a whole department dedicated to asset management and loss control. And what I've done is I've miniaturized it and given it to individuals. So now every individual becomes their own asset manager.
Got
and
it.
The other thing, too, I want to mention is that there's no extra cost for the database. So my product costs $29.95 one time. There's no subscription fees. There's no recurring fees, nothing.
So that $29.95 gets you all of the stuff. The name tags, you can put it on your house or on your car if you want to or
correct.
Wherever it happens to be, plus the tags that go on the property with the unique ID number.
Plus a lifetime access to the database.
Interesting. How's it going?
Well, it's going okay. It's slow. I have to educate people. You
know, sure.
I sometimes think it's like the seatbelt. I mean, when we were boys, nobody wore a seatbelt. Now everybody does. You can't even take your kid home from the hospital without having a nurse come
right,
down.
Right, right. Yeah, and that's to get used to something new is always – and you've done this before, haven't you? You've
well,
created
I have
things in the past.
I've few little things,
yeah.
Yes. But this is my best one so far.
This is something that may have legs, as they say.
Yes,
huh?
Correct.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah,
we will have all of the ways to connect with you up on the radio blog as well.
So I also have I'm going to offer your listeners five free sets if they go to my website and enter in Libby1. Libbie 1, there are five free sets. And if you put in Libby 2, you'll get $10 off. So Libbie, followed by the number 2, and you get $10 off.
Or Libby 1, you get free.
You get it for free. And if you just use the coupon code FRIEND, you'll get 10% off.
There you go. All right. We will have all of that information up on our radio blog, John.
Thank you.
Good stuff. I mean, we've tried to make this connection, I know, a couple of times in the past. I'm glad that we were finally able to get this done. Industrial strength stickers. I've never heard of such a thing, but he obviously knows what he's talking about. He's got it on all kinds of stuff here. And I think what a great way to use the internet to record all this stuff.
Correct.
Good stuff. John Shellness, ladies and gentlemen. It is called My Property ID Registry, and registry for a reason, because all of that lies on the internets. All right, we've got to step aside because it's nearly 6 o'clock, and that means we are out of here. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer, as he is each and every evening, making sure that the word gets out there on AM 940. Also, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for all of the staff that puts this together every day. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. And what else? Who are we forgetting here? Jeff Delvaux is the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks and our guests, my name is Michael Libby. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 p.m. Until then, have yourself a wonderful Thursday evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.